Hello, Hornby Island. It's 12 o'clock, and it's time for the High Noon Show. We've got a couple special guests with me in studio. We got Mr. Phil Smith.
Hello.
He's on the mic, too. Say hello to Hornby Island, Phil.
Hello, Hornby. Great to be here.
Phil is a math teacher.
Correct.
He's a father.
Also correct. Two for two.
Excellent rugby and baseball player.
Sure. Yep.
Go with that. And we have two other special guests in studio right now. We have oldest daughter, Phoebe.
Hello.
And oldest son, second oldest altogether, Seba.
Hello.
All right. Great. So they're going to be joining us today. Phil is going to be administering the lunch lottery. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. Now, being a math teacher, we're going to do a math trivia.
But it's not going to be super hard, Benny.
Not going to be a hard one. Now, you teach grade 12 math mostly, right?
Correct. Yeah. Calculus, pre-calculus, functions,
okay.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, that's...
Oh,
not,
you cut
that's,
me off.
That's not, yeah, that was too much. we're not going to be doing any fancy math trivia. This is going to be regular math trivia.
Yeah, arithmetic.
Arithmetic.
Now, the trivia, actually, I had to change it because I ran it past Benny. Benny said it was too hard, so we
too
just
hard.
Dialed it back a little bit. We made it more Hornby focused.
Not that I don't have faith in the listeners, but we had to make it a little easier. So we're going to do an easy one. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. Top of the hour, 1 o'clock, reports, including a very special kids report. That's coming from Phoebe. And then, of course, Comedy Corner with Beverly, 1:30. And we've got a joke or two from Seba contributing to that. So that's the lineup. That's what's going to happen. That's basically it. So until then, we've got some music. You know the music. You know the lunch lottery music. So listen for that. And in the meantime, we got a couple tracks here. We're going to kick it off with a little bit of... What are we going to kick it off with here? This is the kind of slick maneuvers we get here on the old High Noon Show. Got to get my cue...
It's been a music roulette.
My cue all lined up here. Okay, here we go. We got her. This is the Black Crowes right here on 96.5 CHFR Hornby Island's number one hit station.
Okay, we're going. Good job, guys. That was good.
Candle calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your hand with me. Once I come along and down by the desert, I ain't nothing but tizzling love. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls a mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I guess around. Oh, the hand and now. Oh, yeah.
your kennel calls a mama, I'm sure all the henna now gets around. We'll be right back.
Buffalo Hornby Island. That's the Georgia Satellites. Don't Pass Me By. And before that, Lynyrd Skynyrd, On the Hunt. And we kicked it off with the Black Crowes, Hard to Handle. It's 12:16 right here in the little studio, Bob Kungle's studio.
This is an amazing studio.
Sorry, say that again, Phil.
Sorry, amazing studio here, Ben. It's obviously full of history. And just noticing just all the records in the back room here, wall-to-wall CDs, and a couple of signs, you know, a couple of rules as well.
Yeah, a couple of rules, and all the photos of the volunteer DJs and the names of all the shows are all in here as well. I want to give a quick shout-out here. Actually, let's do that after we kick off right now the lunch lottery. Well, that's not even working. Why isn't that working? Let's try this. The lunch lottery.
Sandwiches are beautiful. Sandwiches.
Okay. We're looking for a caller. 335-0902. Today's trivia is math trivia as administered by Phil, the math teacher.
Gentle math trivia.
This is Denman math, everybody.
Here
we go.
Oh, here we go. We got a caller.
You got a caller? Phil, go ahead and depress that little white button there. See, there's a little white button there? Yeah, go ahead and depress that. You're warming up. You're warming up. Up, up, up. Down, right. Yeah, Phoebe's got it. Depress that button. Okay. Can you hear me, caller? Can you hear me, caller?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Who's calling today?
It's Jay.
Jay, how you doing today?
Doing fantastic with yourself.
Awesome. Oh, I'm doing really good. Thank you. Jay, what's your level of math?
Rudimentary.
Oh, good. Mine too. Now, Phil, what would you say this level of math question is?
Well, I think that... it sort of depends. It's a sort of a common sense type question. So if you've got some general know-how, you'll probably be all right.
Okay. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead with the question.
All right, Jay. So here we go. This is a question about stand-up paddle boards. So here we go. So a stand-up paddle board and a paddle together cost $110. But the stand-up paddleboard is $100 more than the paddle. So the question is, how much does the paddle cost?
Okay, so $110 for both.
$5.
Oh my goodness.
$5. Phil?
That is correct.
Absolutely correct, Jay.
See, now that is a tricky question. Most people do not get that question correct. Jay's got that right out of the chute.
Jay, Phil ran that by me before the show, and I got stumped. And even when he told me the answer, I kind of baked my head a little bit. Couldn't really grasp it.
You get $10.
Yeah, you're right. You got her.
Jay, full disclosure, Ben said that his listeners would not be able to get this question. Can you believe it?
It's unbelievable.
Jay, hang on the line a minute, and I'm going to tell you how to collect your delicious noodle bowl from Forage Cafe. Open every day, 10 to 3, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 to 8 for dinner.
Super impressed, Jay. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jay. Okay, hang on the line, bud, and let you know how to collect that. Okay, well done to Jay. Let's get into some more music here. Thanks, Phil. This one is called Wet Willie, and it's called Keep On Smiling right here on the High Noon Show.
Keep on smiling. nobody's hearing what you play. Yeah, they're too busy drinking anyway. You gotta keep on smiling, brother, keep on smiling. Say you found a piece of land. Gonna change from city boy to country man. Yeah, try to build your life with your hand. And just keep on smiling, keep on smiling.
Island. We have a concerned caller here. Phil, depress that button for me. Caller, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Now, you had a question. You had a question about the trivia, and I think it's good that everyone can hear this, because I had the same question. So go ahead, caller.
Okay, so I know I'm not good at math, but I listened to it, and I thought, if the paddle board is 110 with the paddle and the paddle board is 100, why is the answer not 10?
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Now, maybe Phil, the math teacher, can tell us why.
Well, let's suppose we take that possible solution of 110. In that particular situation, the difference between the two items is $90, not $100. Does that make sense? So if something costs $100 and something costs $10, you're correct that the sum total is going to be $110, but the difference between them would only be $90. So what we need is we need a difference of $100. And so if you make the paddleboard $105 and you make the paddle $5, then you have the situation where the sum total is $110.
Yeah, see, I was trying to.
We've lost all our listeners. Yeah. Just me describing this.
Okay, well, thanks for the explanation, but I still don't get it.
Okay.
Enjoy the show. Ciao.
Bye.
Okay. I've heard that from several of my students. Sometimes my explanations are not always super simple and to the point.
Okay, back to the music. Thank you, caller. Skinnerd, Hornby Island. Thanks for calling in, anonymous caller from Denman. I'm not surprised. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Didn't make a lot of sense to me. It still doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But the correct answer is five. Right, Phil?
Correct. I'm just noticing a sign on the wall here that says the opinions expressed in the following program are those of the participants, and they do not necessarily represent the opinions of Hornby Community Radio Society, its members, or its board of directors.
Are you trying to say that question was an opinion, or was that a fact?
Well, yeah, I think it is a fact, but you know, sometimes the explanation may have been a bit squishy.
Yeah, we're looking for the difference there, not the sum total, I guess, is the tricky part.
Yeah, I mean, 99% of people would say $10. So I mean, it's yeah, it's a very that's why the problem is an interesting one. But Jay absolutely saw through that.
Congrats to Jay, and shout out to hey, see on that schedule there, the High Noon Show number 29, Sizzle Food Truck is my sponsor for today's show, so big shout out to Sizzle Food Truck, one of our many local business sponsors here at CHFR, and it's all possible thanks to them and to listeners like you. If you jump on hornbyradio.com, you can get your annual membership. It's only $20. And if you already have one, thank you. And if you need to renew, because it's only good for a year, jump on hornbyradio.com and renew that annual membership. And we thank you for that.
How much is that per month?
Oh.
I'm just joking.
It's approximately a buck, buck something, buck 80, buck 80. What is it, Phil?
It's 20 twelfths of a dollar.
Which is?
It's 20 twelfths of a dollar. So what's that? That'd be
what is that?
10 sixths. So that's like a buck 60 something.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, 1231 Hornby Island. This is Eddie Money. Give me some water right here on the High Noon Show.
Mama never understood what a Can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Well, understand, he said, stick by me, I'll be a guardian. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get the answer that you want me to. We'll be right back.
think I would. Don't you think I'd tell you, baby, if I only could. Am I acting crazy? Am I just too proud? Am I just plain lazy? Yeah.
Hello, Hornby Island. This is Southern Culture on the Skids. You're listening to the High Noon Show, CHFR 96.5, The Chopper.
Oh, come on, baby, take a ride with me. Up the Mississippi, down to New Orleans. Tug and roll a FM stereo. Chopping on wood, I got eight slapping pistons right here under my hood. That's right.
Okay, we got another interested caller. Depress that button for me, please. Hello, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Are you there? Okay, who's calling today?
It's Jerry.
Phil's here. Now, you have a question about the math problem, Jer?
Well, it doesn't make sense if you're going to go buy a paddle board and a paddle, and they're $105. If you put the tax on, you're closer to $115. And if you're paying $20 a year for a membership, you're paying about $1.68 a month. Eh?
That's absolutely right, Jer Bear. What do you have to say to that, Phil?
I think that you should be the math teacher because you know more about this than I do. I hadn't considered that at all. Do you paddleboard yourself?
Thanks for calling, Jared.
No. Oh, okay.
Still there. Okay, Jared, thanks for the call. Talk to you later.
Oh, yeah. on in, and that's it. Yeah, right.
Yeah. understand it. I just can't understand it. I just don't understand it. And I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost somewhere down the line. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. To give away them days you were mine.
Hello, Hornby. That's Jake Isles' band, Must Have Got Lost. And before that, Humble Pie, 30 Days in the Hole, Southern Culture on the Skids, Voodoo Cadillac. It's 12:59, Hornby Island, and that means it's time for reports. We're going to kick it off with weather, of course. Phoebe, how's the weather out there? Look outside. How's it?
Great.
Good. Lots of, what about the sky?
Not very many clouds. Looks like it's going to be a sunny day.
Yeah, sunny day. Good day for what? Beach?
Swimming.
Swimming, park. Wear your sun protection out there, folks. It's warm. Not too windy. The trees are moving a tiny bit. Pretty much t-shirts all the way, right?
Yes.
They can't see you nod your head. traffic's all clear. Puddles. I don't even need you to look out for the puddles there, Phoebe. There's no puddles in the parking lot at Joe King Ballpark. If you're crossing the lot, just pick your destination, head straight for it. Laundry. Seb, you're supposed to be the live on scene laundry correspondent. Okay, run over there. We're going to get Seb live on scene here, folks. So he's running over. Just get it sorted out here. There he goes. Didn't have to dodge any puddles. Okay, now Seb, stand out front of the window. Can you hear me? He's gone in. Okay, he's inside. Okay, I can see him waving. That's good. You can hear me loud and clear, Seb? Thumbs up. Okay, good. Now, Seb, check for me how many washers are in use. Oh, he's really doing a thorough job. He's check. Oh, he's inside. I think he's crawled inside. Okay. Okay, come outside. I can't really see what's happening.
Six?
No, there's only three washers. So tell me how many washers are ready to use. Three. Three are ready to use. Okay. And out of the three dryers, they're on the other side of the room. How many are being used? Three are being used. Oh, I might have mixed it up. Okay, Seb, are the washers in use or ready to be used? Zero. So all three are ready to be used? Thumbs up. Okay, great. So thank you, Seba. You can come on back now to the studio. Laundry room is wide open, folks. Special thanks to live on scene laundry correspondent, Seba Smith. Okay, now we have a special addition to the reports today. It's the kids report featuring Phoebe. Phoebe, today's theme is fun things to do for kids on Hornby Island, right?
Yes.
Yes. Now, top five. So we're going to go with the top five fun things to do for kids on Hornby Island. So all you kids out there listening, You can take a note or you can just listen carefully because Phoebe's got five really fun things to do. So, Phoebe, start with number five. What's the number five?
Helliwell Provincial Park.
Helliwell Park. So, take a nice walk around the park kind of thing?
Yeah.
Go check out the bluffs. Go out to the point. See some seals. Might even see what else?
Sea lions.
Sea lions. Maybe eagles. That kind of thing. Okay, yeah. Good one. What's next?
Number four. Mountain biking.
Mountain biking. Whereabouts?
Mount Jeffrey and just along the trails.
Mount Jeffrey along the trails. Okay, very good. Fun thing to do for kids. Do you have a favorite trail?
Yeah, Four Dead Aliens.
Four Dead Aliens. Very good trail. Okay, keep your eye out for Four Dead Aliens up there, kids. What's number three?
Train at Ben's house.
A train at Ben's house. Yeah, that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
What are you, Pat, you are no longer a trainee conductor on probation. You're a full conductor, is that right?
Yay.
Right on. Number two?
The market.
The market. Market open Wednesday and Saturday from 11 to 2, right beside the community hall. What is your favorite stall at the market?
Annika's Kitchen.
Annika's Kitchen. Get there early. Because the cookies sell out, don't they?
Yes.
And there's also delicious cinnamon buns and scones at chai tea, popcorn, and all kinds of cool art crafts and whatnot. And without further ado, the number one fun thing for kids to do on Hornby Island is?
Swimming.
Now, where's your favorite place to swim?
Whaling Station Bay.
Okay, yeah, that's a good spot. Whaling Station Bay is a good spot. Tribune's a good spot. Sandpiper, maybe Grassy Point, Phipps Point, all very good spots. What's your strongest stroke?
Breaststroke.
Breast. And Seb, what about you? What's your strongest stroke? Talking to the mic, Seb. What's your strongest stroke?
Freestyle.
Freestyle, right on. Me too. Prefer the freestyle myself. Okay, and thus concludes the kids' report today. Thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you.
All right, good job. Okay, folks, we're going to continue on with some music. It's 1:06 here on the little yellow clock in the Bob Kungel studio at Joking Ballpark. Next on the docket is... the Bobby Brownwater Interprovincial Pick of the Week. Bobby Brownwater, of course, hailing from Winnipeg, Manitoba, sending me his weekly pick. It's Warren Zevon with Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Stay tuned, 1:30. We got Comedy Corner coming up on the High Noon Show.
I'm
guns and money. This shit has hit the fan. Guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. We'll be right back.
R&B. That was Faces with Stay With Me. Before that, ZZ Top, I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide, and kicked it off with the RBIPPOTW, Warren Zevon, Lawyers, Guns, and Money. And we have Phoebe and Seba in the studio. Say hi to the folks at Hornby Island.
Hello.
Seba, say hi to the folks at Hornby Island.
Hello.
You guys have a request for a song. Phoebe, what's the name of the song?
Pennies from Heaven.
Seba, who sings that song?
Louis Prima.
Louis Prima, this is on the High Noon Show on CHFR 96.5, The Chuffer.
And every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Shooby-dooby.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Shooby-dooby.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down, and trade them for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni!
If you want the things you love, you must have a pizzaoli, baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. It'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Now come over here, boy, Sam. And every time it rains, it rains. And don't you know it's crocodiles? Every time it rains, it rains. Don't you know it's crocodiles? You'll find your fortune falling all over town, all over town, all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down to be live up. A half a suit, the hose, the white. Giggle, I'm a hungry. Zumba, loot, the super loot. Oh, bottle boys, oi. Hey, Baba, ha, boy. Let's go, 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 let's go
feeling it's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I don't know what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile on my face, losing control, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Well, you started off with nothing, and you found you all of a selfie man.
Island. That's the Jeff Healey Band, Stuck in the Middle with You. Before that, Bruce Springsteen, Pink Cadillac, and a request from Phoebe and Seba. That was Louis Prima, Pennies from Heaven. It's 1:29 Hornby Island, and that means it's time for the Comedy Corner. Now, Beverly's going to be calling, I believe. She knows the number, 335-0902. And if anyone at home has a joke, you're welcome to call in. Here we go. Okay, press that button, Seba. Hi, is that Beverly?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Beverly. How are you doing?
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay, yes, I thought I'd tell a couple of animal stories for the kids. You've got a couple of kids in the studio?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, great.
Seba, can you hear that? Can you hear Beverly?
Yep.
Now, I'm talking on the mic if you
any
hear.
Of you or anyone there have a dime in your pocket?
No.
No, we
no,
don't.
But you can really easily picture a dime.
Seba? Yes.
Yes. So my friend took a picture of a frog from her pond that was half the size of a dime. Isn't that small?
Yes.
Really small. Next time you have a dime, think about it.
Wow,
eh?
That is small.
That is small. So the other one was a crazy one, and I was so glad I had a passenger in the car. Well, do you know the big hill you go up by the bakery to go to the co-op?
Yes.
Right. Well, I was driving up there, and on the left-hand side of the road, I see what looks like a giant spider, like between a foot and 2 foot.
That is a giant spider.
That is a giant spider. And, of course, I don't want to hit whatever this strange creature is. So as I get closer, it crosses the road, and it's a possum with the little black babies dangling off it, looking like a spider with legs. So isn't that a wild one?
Yes.
Yes, I couldn't believe my eyes. I was so happy I had a passenger. Okay, so that's it for me for today. And
well, Beverly, hang on the line here. Well,
yeah?
You can hear Seba's joke.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Seba, you got a joke, right?
Which month has 28 days?
Beverly?
Well, I'm tempted to say February, but...
They all do.
Right. Oh, how smart. I like that one. That's a good one.
That was great. Phoebe, do you have any jokes? Well, you got to come talk into the mic if you got one. Yeah, let her put on the headphones too so she can hear Beverly. Okay, Phoebe, go ahead.
What is blue and very light?
I don't know, but it reminded me of another joke, so I'll tell my joke after that. What's blue and very light?
Light blue.
My joke's similar. Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Beverly.
Okay. Then you'll probably be able to figure this one out now.
Okay.
What's blue and smells like... What smells like blue paint?
What smells like blue paint?
Red paint. I got it a little mixed up this time, but it's just the idea that... it's supposed to, I mistold it. I'm sorry.
All
don't
good.
Don't play the cricket noise. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun, and I just wanted to ask you, Ben.
Yeah.
Do you have enough time to play Pharrell? The kids would probably like it.
Oh, you have a request for music?
Yeah, Pharrell, Happy.
Pharrell, Happy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we could probably work that out. Thanks, Beverly.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
Thanks, Phoebe and Seba.
Yeah, thanks for your joke.
Yeah, right on. Okay, thanks, Beverly. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Okay, everyone, here we go with Pharrell, Happy. Got the High Noon Show coming for another 25 minutes before some more shows later on. Okay, here we go for Don't Touch That.
96.5 FM.